Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? My name is Jim Rome. Top of the Wednesday to you. Program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hey, Rome, what's up? Why are you so chipper? Because I am looking through the glass, and what I see is a bald old man running my board. Ike! We're trying to make sure that everybody is prepared to do multiple duties, multitask, and be ready to pick each other up. So, normally, and for 2 years now, I've looked out of the corner of my left eye, and I've seen Lil Alvy, except now I see a bald old man. There he is. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, it's Rit!
It's lit!
He must be in the front row, Rit. Must be in the front row. So, keep that in mind. He's doubling up, and he and Adam Hawk have switched places. Well, switched rows. And Alvin is maintaining everything from behind. So that's why I'm so chipper. The telephone number is toll-free. I've got a really good program for you. Lots to get to. 1-800. Hey, Rit, you're doing great. He's got that plane up in the air. He's like, piece of cake, old man. Hey, who's calling who an old man, Rit? You're 10 years younger than me, but you look 30 years older. What's up? 1-800-636. You're doing great, dude. I'm really proud of you. You're doing great. All you have to do is turn that button on at the start of every segment, then do nothing for 12 minutes, and then wait to go to break, and then flip it off. 1-800-636-8686. We are taking telephone calls. If you want to shoot me an email, we still do that. The email address is Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Follow me on Twitter if you don't mind, at Jim Rome. Hit up that Instagram page. Follow me there, too, if you don't mind, at Jim Rome. All right, the interview is set up like this. I've got two in the first half of the program. Coming up next segment, Eric Armstead, 49ers defensive lineman. Business as usual around here. We are providing and pushing good content. Still getting really good interviews. That's coming up next segment. Top of hour number two, NFL draft prospect, a former wide receiver from Alabama, Henry Ruggs III. Right there, two really big names. In hour number three, a New England Patriot. Always a good thing when you can get a pat. Justin Bethel will be joining me at 11:40 Pacific time. After the program today, we push out episode number 122 of the Jim Rome Podcast with Matt Money Smith. I love Matt Smith. Matt Smith is one of the most unique, one of the most gifted people in our business. And we go back. You may remember him as somebody who co-hosted this show along with Petros. They've got a really successful show in Los Angeles, 13 years in the running. But they used to come in here when I went in the basement and they would hold it down. So a lot of you clones remember him. I've got a podcast with Matt Money Smith. It's awesome. How do I know? I've already done it. I taped it yesterday. Can't wait to push that out. So look for that. I also mentioned the Ed Milet podcast. I'm doing a hell of a lot of promoting, aren't I, at the very top? It's a good day for it. And I want to reset that for you, too. 1-800-636-8686. So now that I've hit you with that, let me ask you this. How are we all doing? How are we all doing? How are we all holding up in the midst of this global pandemic? It's terrifying. It's scary as hell. And I would imagine nearly every last one of you is running some high-level cabin fever. You're stir-crazy. You want to bust out. I understand that as well. So with that in mind, what I want to do is I want to change up at the top of the program. And in no way am I looking to diminish the seriousness with what we're all dealing with. Not at all. But I do want to change up slightly to start this particular program and have a little fun. Maybe spread some good vibe. And do so with the help of the one that many consider is the GOAT. Not to go all Becky Black on you. Now, she's not the GOAT you're here for. Although she is a GOAT of sorts. That's not the GOAT I'm talking about, though. Not to go all Becky Black on you, but today is, in fact, Wednesday, which means tomorrow is Thursday. But even more importantly, yesterday was Tuesday. And Tuesday does mean certain things to certain people, which I will get to in just one moment. Now, I would argue that during times as uncertain and as turbulent as these times, all of us in some way have got to find solace in anything at all that brings a bit of normalcy. Anything at all that distracts us from the reality we're currently living with. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it's a new TV show. Maybe it's a conversation with a friend. Maybe it's a 30-minute workout. Maybe even it's this show. I get that. This is why I'm here. Or maybe, maybe it's actually this. You know that sound, right? That is the sound of the best basketball player on the planet and noted taco enthusiast, LeBron James, ushering in yet another week of crushing Mexican food on a Tuesday. In a video that he posted to his IG stories yesterday, King Taco James made sure to encourage positivity before ultimately revealing his dinner plate and then completely losing his mind.
You know, I know everybody's been thinking about what's been going on, man, but just trying to stay positive as much as possible. Continue to spend this great time with your loved ones. And know one thing, dog. Y'all know what today is, right? I said, do y'all know what today is? Today is Taco Tuesday! Taco Tuesday!
This dude. So the internet likes to give its stamp of approval on certain things by commenting, this is the content I'm here for. And let me say it right now, this is the content I'm here for. Like, I know it's goofy and kooky and corny and strangely bizarre to see a zillionaire super celeb melting down over melted cheese on ground beef inside a tortilla. It's all those things, but I still kind of love it. And I said the exact same thing when La Taco debuted Taco Tuesday at the James house over the summer with his wife and his kids and AD.
It's Taco Tuesday! Dior, what is it today?
Taco Tuesday.
Bryce, what is it?
Taco Tuesday!
We got new people here for Taco. What is it? Taco Tuesday! You think you're out of it, Ronnie? What is it?
Taco Tuesday!
Taco Tuesday!
What is it, AD? What's good, AD? What's good? Hey, you got a problem? Yeah, there's no way Ike is going to pull that. You got a problem with a family man, being a dad, and loving Mexican food? Then you got a problem with you. The fact that LeBron was doing this pre-pandemic and now during the pandemic makes it even better because it is what we call in show business a callback. It's a callback. It's a reset. It's a reminder of something you have seen or heard, and it's a little bit of a carrot or a reward to the loyal part of the audience who remembers it happening the first time around. Bringing back something in dark times reminds people of the normal things, the normal times. It's soothing. It's calming. It really is. It's nice. So for just a minute, you get to check out of despair and then maybe crack a smile or have a laugh at the best athlete in the world being a total corny goofball and putting himself out there and joking around and screening to the Los Angeles skies Shakira style. He knows. He knows how he looks. He knows how it sounds. He's throwing us all a bone. You know, it might sound trivial, it might sound small. It's actually not. It's a good thing. It's something funny during some times which are not funny at all, and we need that kind of stuff right now. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the best part yet. The best part is where LeBron zooms in on his dinner in the video, and what does he reveal? A plate of taquitos. They're not tacos. They're taquitos, which makes the whole thing to me even funnier. Because maybe LeBron doesn't know what constitutes a taco. Or maybe he's trolling. Or maybe he doesn't care. Or maybe in the next video, he'll declare it's Taco Tuesday and reveal a quesadilla. Or a damn torta. Or a chimichanga. Or a tamale. Or some tequila. Who knows? Refried beans. Guacamole. This guy's given the world plenty to clown. He really has. But this ain't one of those things. This is just fun. It's fun and it's corny, and fun and corny are in extremely short supply right about now. So let me personally thank Le Taquito James for the content. I'm here for the content. Le Taquito, thank you very much for the content, and thank you for the new drop. Le Taquito. Oh, and one last thing. Strive for tacos out here, cuz.
Strive for greatness out here, cuz.
Good job, Le Taquito. That's how you do it. Strive for carne asada burritos. Strive for soft tacos. You just got to hit play there, Ike. Just hit play. Close enough. Strive for cheesy nachos.
Strive for greatness out here,
there
cause.
You go, Ike. Well done, Ike. You're getting the hang of this thing. Strive for spicy churros.
Strive for greatness out here, cuz.
Strive for queso.
Strive for greatness out here, cuz.
That's something I do. That was good. That's something I do. Whenever I go to a Mexican restaurant, and I love Mexican food, and we have great Mexican food here in Cali, my favorite pastime is to compare quesos. Every single time I go to a Mexican restaurant, I order the queso because I always want to see if any of them measure up to Javier's. And the answer is no. Strive for queso out here, cuz. Other topics.
Strive for greatness out here, cuz.
Tom Brady finally gets up in front of the media. Apparently, you can take the guy out of New England, but you cannot take the New England out of the guy. He said nothing after all that. Still boring as bleep. Said nothing at all. I want to recap that as well. In addition to that, there may not be any NBA on the floor, but NBA Twitter is still strong. One in part, well, NBA social, in part because of Le Taquito. But he's not the only one. LeBron's not the only one doing work. Of course, you got my man Joel. Joel Embiid still owns Twitter. I've got that story for you, too. 1-800-636-8686. We've been talking the last couple of weeks how important it is to try to maintain some structure, some regimen, try to maintain some discipline, get your work in, get some workouts in. It's hard to do when you're stuck in the house and you're right by the refrigerator and you're eating now instead of three times a day, five times a day. You got to find a way to get your work in, right? You got to get your work in and your workouts in. Well, there's a guy in France that ran a marathon. Now, you might say, we're not supposed to be outside. Technically, he wasn't. Well, he was outside. I don't want to give away the whole thing. I don't want to reveal it. But he ran a marathon. And he ran it in his home. But it's not what you think. I have that for you, too. I want to share some thoughts on the NCAA finally getting something right, if you can believe that. I want to share some thoughts on friends and family in New York and what they mean to this program. And a whole lot more. But I got to get out right now because I have Eric Armstead coming up next. Hit me up. Phone lines are open. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role, and they'll do it quickly. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. I am one of them. I know you're out there. Every time I say that, people blow me up on it. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills that you're looking for. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. This is how LinkedIn makes sure that your job post is seen by the people you want to hire. People with the skills, the qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Visit LinkedIn.com/Rome. LinkedIn.com/ROME. Terms and conditions do apply. LinkedIn.com/Rome.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live. I'm in our studios in Southern California. And we are simulcasting right now, also on CBS Sports Network. So we're doing our thing. Whole package intact. All right, coming up a little bit later on, top of the hour, Henry Ruggs III, NFL draft prospect, will be by Justin Bethel of the Patriots coming up in hour number three. But right now, as promised, we are joined by a defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. He led the team in sacks last season. Big, big numbers. 54 tackles, 10 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery last season. He had 2 sacks and a forced fumble in the playoffs. He founded the Armstead Academic Project, the 17th pick in the 2015 draft out of Oregon. Eric Armstead is my guest. Eric, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Good to talk to you. So let me start with the fact that you signed a 5-year extension with the team. What was that moment like for you, and what does it represent to you to have that extension?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I didn't really want to be anywhere else. So throughout the process, I knew I wanted to stay in San Fran and be close to my family and be close to home. And, you know, extremely, extremely excited that, you know, we were able to get a deal done. And, you know, the organization put, you know, their faith and trust in me. And, you know, I'm really excited about the future.
You know, one more thought about that, and you and I have talked about it in the past, but I want to remind the listeners, you're from Elk Grove near Sacramento. You get drafted by the 49ers, and now you sign that really, really nice extension. Teams do not give away extensions like that. So how much pride is there in knowing that you earned it and that you will be there for a while?
Oh, he's pride. You know, I'm a Northern California kid through and through, and, you know, a lot of hard work has gone in, you know, to get to this point. You know, not just in my NFL career, but, you know, my whole life I've been working to put myself in this position. And, you know, so a lot of proud, I take a lot of pride in that, and also proud to represent Northern California, you know, in high school and college, and represent Sacramento, and, you know, continue to represent the Bay Area in the way I play, and, you know, what I try to do off the field in the community as well.
Eric Armstead is joining us. Now, your mantra has been stay hungry. It would be very easy for a lot of guys to sign a big extension to maybe lose some of that edge, lose some of that hunger, maybe get comfortable. How do you make sure going about the things or making sure that that does not happen, that you maintain that edge and that hunger?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't, you know, go down from here. It ramps up from here. You know, when people put their trust in you, and there's more expectations, that's where I want to be. You know, I'm excited. I feel I'm young. I'm getting better. You know, I feel like I had a pretty good season, but, you know, there's so much for me to improve on, and I want to continue to grow as a player and be better and better every year. And, you know, that's what I'm working to do. You know, the hard work that got me in this position doesn't stop now. It's going to continue and ramp up. I'm going to continue to become a better and better player.
Eric Armstead is joining us. You know, not only did you have a pretty good season, you had your best season statistically. I read the numbers off the very top, 54 tackles, 10 sacks, a couple of forced fumbles, a fumble recovery. All of those things are career highs. So when you look back on last season, just from a personal standpoint, what kind of thoughts do you have? What's your biggest takeaway from the season?
Oh, you know, a lot went into that season last year, you know, from the work I put in with my personal trainer all year, Mark Hall, to, you know, fighting through adversity and injuries in my career and having the support from my family and my fiance, to, you know, being coached by Coach Kasarik and him putting me in positions to be successful out on the field and believing in me and instilling confidence into me, and then going out there and, you know, just getting the job done and, you know, working hard, playing hard throughout the games, and, you know, trying to find ways to help my team be successful out there. And, you know, everything just kind of came together. And, you know, I'm excited about the future and looking forward to, you know, continuing, you know, where I left off last season.
You know, so when you talk about that work you've put in and the work you put into your game, the work you put into your craft ever since you arrived in the NFL, as you look at yourself right now then, what is the biggest difference between where you were as a rookie and where you are now after finishing your fifth season?
I would say a lot of differences. You know, from biggest thing I would say is from a knowledge standpoint, you know, understanding the game, a lot more understanding how people are trying to block me, understanding my game and what's successful for me and what I can do out on the field consistently And then, you know, just improving on my weaknesses as well. I do a lot of self-scouting, a lot of self-study, and trying to prepare for games and work on my weaknesses. And, I think that's, you know, allowed me to grow as a player. And, you know, just being on the field, you know, having to deal with injuries early in my career and not just getting those game reps and that time out on that field to work on my game, you know, and God been blessing me with some good health these past couple of years. So I've been able to get better and better just being on the field and being able to work on my craft.
All right, so in terms of, like, all the self-scouting you've done, in your opinion, how much of the success a defensive lineman has is about overall athletic ability, and then how much of it is about the really small things like perfecting technique?
Oh, I think technique, you know, overrides athletic ability. You definitely have to have, you know, the strength and athleticism to be successful and play at an extremely high level. But I think technique overrides that in the sense that if you have technique and you're kind of, your technique is amazing and you're lacking in on the athleticism side, I think you can still be successful. But if you know, you're a superior athlete, but your technique is just terrible, and you know, you're also playing against superior athletes, so that kind of washes out, and you know, technique becomes really important to you know, do your job effectively.
We're talking to Eric Armstead for a few more moments. I've got a couple of quick things I want to hit you with. Last season also included that run of the Super Bowl. I mean, the game did not end the way you would have liked, of course, but what did you take away from the experience? What was it like?
Oh, the experience was definitely, you know, one of a kind. You know, I went into the experience open-minded, not trying to have any preconceived notions, and, you know, just enjoying myself. And, you know, throughout that week, trying to it's definitely difficult, you know, with all the, you know, media requirements and all the things you have to do and, you know, the spectacle of the game. But, you know, you just got to try to find some time to focus on what's most important, and that was the game. And but I had an amazing experience, like you said, wish we would have came out with the win, but we didn't. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting back in that position with my teammates and, you know, trying to get a win.
You know, the offseason is so different because of COVID-19. I had Giants cornerback James Bradbury on the show yesterday. He said that he was trying to order weightlifting equipment online, but places were sold out. How are you going about getting your workouts in?
My trainer, his name is Mark Hall. You know, we're trying to find ways to, you know, use outdoor open spaces. Still trying to find ways to distance from people and not be in a huge group, but, you know, still get some work in. But yeah, it's definitely difficult. I've done a couple of, you know, quarantine workouts. I think that's what people call them, with my fiance at home too. So just trying to find ways here and there to, you know, still get working.
Got to adapt, got to improvise, right? Eric Armstead, my guest. Mm-hmm. So the team ultimately decided to move DeForest Buckner. The two of you played together so effectively. How tough was it? And I know you'll tell me it's a business, but how tough was it to see him get dealt?
Oh, super tough. I didn't, it was a shock to me, something I didn't expect. And, you know, I definitely, you know, we have grown super comfortable playing together for like 8 years at that point. So, I mean, I'm happy to see him, you know, get what he deserves monetarily. You know, I definitely wish it was with us and we could continue our career together. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I'm excited for him and his huge opportunity. You know, that's definitely life-changing for his family and everything. So, I mean, we've talked a bunch since then, and, you know, we kind of talked it out, and, you know, we're definitely happy and excited for each other.
Eric, one last thought. Earlier in the offseason, there had been that talk and speculation about Tom Brady maybe coming in. I'm curious what your thoughts are. I mean, what did you make of that speculation? Could you see where that might start? Or was a part of you thinking, hey, wait a minute now, we have our quarterback already?
yeah, I thought it was an interesting story that, you know, a lot of people would pick up on and be entertained by. I didn't see it as really a reality. I just saw it as an interesting story, him being from, you know, the Bay Area, and, you know, him making a return. You know, it would have been a crazy story, but, you know, that's all I saw it as, was just, entertaining fans and people through the media. You know, we have our quarterback, Jimmy, is our guy. He's led our team. He's turned our organization around, and, you know, he's the leader of our team, and I didn't see that changing.
I wanted to ask you before we go, the Armstead Academic Project, you founded that. Exactly what is that, and why is that cause important to you?
Oh, it was super important to me. So I started, when I looked at, you know, I sat down and thought about how I can have the biggest impact on my community, education and education equity, you know, was the number one for me. And, you know, getting into Sacramento and trying to provide more opportunities for youth in Sacramento and even out the playing field. I didn't think it was fair that based on where you live, you will receive a better or a lesser education. And so I wanted to even out that playing field and provide opportunities for students living in low-income areas and going to Title I schools and try to provide opportunity and hope for them in those areas because I think they deserve a chance to be successful in life as well. So I'm deeply passionate about it, and, you know, I'm going to continue to do everything I can, all my brain, willpower, resources to try to provide equity and provide hope and opportunities for those students.
My man, you're getting it done both on the field and off the field. Eric Armstead coming off a great, great season, and he did found the Armstead Academic Project, 17th pick out of Oregon back in 2015. Eric, I really appreciate the visit. Thanks so much for coming back on and sharing your thoughts. Good luck to you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you very much, Eric Armstead. I really appreciate him. I appreciate everybody who comes on, but I really appreciate the way he carries himself. The way he carries himself, the way he plays, the way he handles his business off the field. It's a really, really impressive person. Eric Armstead of the 49ers. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so we're open until the top of hour number two. At that point, an NFL draft prospect, former Alabama wide receiver, Henry Ruggs III. Really interesting draft in the way of wide receivers, and he is one of the best coming out. So we'll get his thoughts and what he's thinking about as he gets ready for the NFL draft. You probably saw the story. There's talk that some would like to see the draft move back, but some of the power brokers in the NFL say, you know what, let's just leave it where it is. We can get into that. Justin Bethel, Patriots DB, in hour number three. Jim Rome podcast dropping after the program, episode 122. Matt Money Smith is my guest. That is an awesome listen. Speaking of the podcast, I've got a phone number I want you to put in your phone. Especially now, you're at home, you've got more time on your hands, you should blow up my phone. Write this number down, put it in your phone, leave me a voicemail, 949-385-0447, 949-385-0447. We'll take a short time out and we will come right back. I do want to talk about Tom Brady and that introductory presser with the Bucks.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show. Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Wednesday, so that is an ATP day. Ask the Pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit a question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. My thanks to Eric Armstead. I think that is a really special dude. Special dude. Great player and a really special person. So my thanks to him. Ed Wells in the 360 on Twitter writes, the best players are always the most corny. Signed, Russell Wilson.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
We need stuff like that now. I wish Russ would drop another video like that right now. Just makes me happy, man. I like that kind of corn. And by the way, who is doing better and who is getting more out of what they have than Russ? Russ, to me, is a very definition. He and Tom Brady both are the very definition of self-actualization of professional athletes. Guys who've gotten the most they possibly can. It goes back to what Eric Armstead was saying about technique versus athletic ability. He said, obviously, at this level, you have to have a certain amount of athletic ability, pure athletic ability, power and strength and natural gifts. He said, however, if your technique is terrible, you're going to get beat. And that if you don't have that extreme or supreme athletic ability, you can compensate for that with perfect technique or near perfect technique. So if you're here to crack on Russ for being corny, I've got nothing but praise for Russ. Although that was a kind of corny moment, I'll give you that. Except we need more corn right about now.
Go Hawks.
That's what the world needs. Whatever you got, Russ, I'll take it.
But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
I'll see you in the morning. I'll see you in the afternoon. I'll see you at night. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you yesterday. I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you on the weekend. I'll see you when I make corn on the cob. Yeah. I like corn. I like cream corn. I like corn on the cob.
We got a deal.
I even like corn on the barbecue. Corn rules. Corny corn. Taquito Tuesday. LeBron gets it. Phone lines are open. Henry Ruggs III. Top of the hour. So the Tom Brady free agency ordeal is now over. Yesterday marked the end of a series of sequels that nobody wanted in the first place, and yet somehow they just kept coming out. You know, kind of like Fast and Furious movies.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
No one's asking for it, but there it is. Nobody wants it. Nobody's asking for it, but they're always there. It's like Tom Brady and the free agency saga. The early days of the Tom Brady Instagram likes and the corny Super Bowl commercial. In that case, corny's not good. The corny Super Bowl commercial. Man, those early days seemed like so long ago. And yet that was only the beginning because there were all these other sequels, all these other spinoffs that came after that. Remember going to basketball games with Julian Edelman and FaceTiming with Mike Vrabel. Julian Edelman selling t-shirts about the ordeal. The desperate attempt to float the rumor about the 49ers. You can hear Eric Armstead. He was way too classy to say it, but he just kind of laughed the whole thing off. You had the meeting with Bob Kraft. You had the Instagram announcement that he was leaving New England. You had the delay in the announcement that he was going to sign with Tampa. You had him actually signing with Tampa. And then you had that legendary moment where he literally changed the course of history by asking for his new teammates' phone numbers. It was all building up to yesterday, the grand finale, the climax, the introductory press conference, the presser to end all pressers. TB43 finally going to show up, look into the camera, spit into a microphone. The introductory press conference. Well, not exactly a press conference, but a teleconference. And man, did he ever live down to expectations. If you were hoping that being liberated from New England and the Patriot way was going to bring out a new and interesting Tom Brady, you were begging. Because he was not showing up and looking to either entertain or enlighten anybody on any topic at all. If you were holding out hope that Tommy was going to show even the slightest bit of personality or even talk a little bit of crap, even a little, about Bobby and Billy, there was no way that was going to happen. Because you can take the dude out of New England, but you cannot take the New England out of the dude. He may be a Buck now, but there was no way that he was going to abandon the Patriot way. Like my man Bruce Arians, he may as well cut off his sleeves, rock the hoodie, and start mumbling about Snapface and InstaChat. Because old TB43 is the same as he ever was. And by the same as he ever was, I mean there was nothing. No bold predictions, no personal insight, no revealing answers. Hell, not even one remotely interesting reveal. Nothing. But if you want to hear somebody just talk without saying anything at all, then that's the teleconference for you. Check out the first few remarks even.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time today. You know, this is it's an exciting moment for me in my life. You know, this entering something that's obviously very unique to me is it's the first time it's happened in 20 years. So I'm kind of taking it day by day.
Fourth sentence in, and we already have our first cliche. I'm just taking it day by day. I'm taking it day by day. You know, like at the end of the day, we're just all taking it day by day. One day at a time. Just looking to win that day. So the media was there to do a job, and they tried to do their job. Early on, he was asked what gave him the confidence that Tampa Bay was the right fit. See, that actually could have been a really nice setup for him to hype the Bucs organization and their fans by talking about all the things that he loved about them, the opportunity that he saw with them. But instead, Tommy threw a wet blanket over that softball.
Well, I don't want to get into every, you know, process of decision I was making at the time. But there are a lot of things that really were, intriguing to me about the organization and, you know, the players and the coaches and, you know, the willingness of everyone to try to, you know, accomplish what the goal of playing football is, which is to win. So, you know, I'm going to try to do everything I can in my position and what I'm responsible for to make that happen. And, you know, I've got to trust that everyone else is doing the exact same thing. So in that part, it's no different from, you know, what I've experienced, for 20 years in my own role.
I love how he starts that answer with, I don't want to get into every process of the decision. And then he proceeds to get into exactly no parts of the decision. That answer kind of reminds me of this interview I did with Todd Haley way back in the day. Then head coach Todd Haley. I was on ESPN, and those interviews generally ran 7 or 8 minutes. And I asked him a question, and probably one of those rather innocuous, like when you're playing chess and you move your pawn out a couple of spaces. I was playing a little chess with him, made that first move to set up the next move where I can move my bishop out. I'm not a big chess guy, but I know that much. Haley must have gone on for 5 minutes with that one answer out of that 7 minutes. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was just filibustering. He was filling time. He knew that as long as he was bumping his gums, I could not ask him another question. The interview ended, and he was so pleased with himself. You could see it. Which is one of the reasons why you're not a head coach now, Todd. Stuff like that. Kind of reminded me of Brady. Like, what's he talking about? He's just going on and saying nothing. Like, I don't want to bore you with the details. So let me bore you and insult you by not telling you a damn thing. In effect, you know what he was saying when he said, I'm not going to get into the process. I'm not going to get into every process. What he's saying is, in effect, it's none of your damn business why I picked Tampa Bay. That's what he's saying when he doesn't answer the question. Never mind that you made it all of our damn business when you were running around leaking info, dropping horrible bits on social media, all in an attempt to bolster your market and get the Pats to pay attention and get some leverage. Well, yeah, back then it was our business. Back then you couldn't wait to talk to us. But now that you actually have a gig, you've got nothing to say. And now it's none of our damn business. Oh, all right. Like, remember how I kept teasing this whole thing and making sure I could get as many people interested as possible? Yeah, well, now that I have your attention, I have absolutely nothing to tell any of you. Like, he was asked by Sam Farmer about the attractiveness of Bruce Arians and the no-risk-it, no-biscuit approach and the fact that he's willing to put the game on the shoulders of his quarterback. My man Sam set him up beautifully. It's another good question. It's another good opportunity to hype your new head coach. Get everybody fired up about how you get to see yourself working with a great quarterback guru in BA, a future head coach in Byron Leftwich. You could do all that. It was put on a tee for you. Or you could just do what Brady did instead.
Well, I think, you know, I've obviously paid attention to, you know, he and his offense for, you know, a long time. So, you know, everybody has, you know, somewhat different styles and philosophies and how they call things or and so forth. But, I mean, I don't think, you know, football to me is about, you know, throwing the ball to the guy who's open. And if he's open deep, that's where you throw it. And if he's open short, you throw it there. You know, if he's open outside, you throw it there. If they're open inside, that's where you throw it. You get the ball to the guy who can do something with it.
What, the course looks good, my swing feels good, I like my chances, didn't want any part of that? Dude, Tiger Woods cannot believe how lame your answers are.
Good. My golf swing feels good, I like my chances.
Good job, Albie. Yeah, actually, he did give us a tidbit there. He did give us something there. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we have some insight. Now we have some intel. Now we know why he's the GOAT. Dude, now is just up there, out there, spewing trade secrets. He's looking to, quote, throw to the guy who's open. Thanks for that, GOAT. Thanks for letting us all in. I'm just looking to throw the football to the man who is open. Wow, man, this dude literally sucked the life right out of me. But not before he corned everything all up and got us all to bite on everything. But now he's got nothing. How do you feel about that now, y'all? You feel used, played. You could take the Patriot out of the guy, or take the guy off the Patriots, but not the Patriot out of the guy. When we come back, NFL draft prospect Henry Ruggs III will be joining us. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. I am live. Hour number two coming up next.